Well, our next guest, I sure hope Catherine's listening. Catherine, who called in yesterday, not Catherine from the, not Cat, but Catherine, who called in yesterday, is listening. It doesn't happen like this often. I guess it was just meant to be. It's one of those things. We're very excited to have our next guest, Phil Hudock, hudock.com, hudok.info, excuse me, hudok.info, hudok.info is his website. You can look up a lot of this information. He comes from background. He's a school teacher, former high school physics teacher. He was involved with lawsuits defending students not wearing barcoded IDs. He helped in a lawsuit with his daughter about mandatory vaccines or mandated vaccines and won both these cases. I'm sure we'll get to that. I hope we do. Really enjoy talking to him the little bit that I have. I come, you know, Phil, knowing very little. I'm very excited to have you on. Phil Hudock, welcome to the Power Hour.
Hey, Daniel, I'm glad to be on. I'm looking for a dull moment. If you find one, let me know.
Yeah. Boy, isn't that the truth nowadays? Well, let's just start for our audience. You know, obviously Catherine knows you, but, you know, I didn't know that much. Pastor Butch had told me something about you a while ago, and for whatever reason, we didn't connect. Tell me a little bit about yourself and for our audience. What do we need to know? Who is Phil Hudock?
Well, West Virginia school teacher. I taught all the sciences, but my field is physics. I'm the media producer for Call to Decision, so I produced a number of seminars where Joyce came to West Virginia, and I produced one in Missouri that she attended.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so like I say, I've been with Pastor Butch for 20-some years. I do all the video and all the duplicating and that sort of thing. So basically, my wife and I had children late in life, and all of a sudden I realized they didn't have a future, and I couldn't even answer some basic questions about what life's all about. So I started looking for truth, to be honest with you, you know, I know if I disobey the laws of physics, it's going to be a bad day. Well, when this country disobeys the rule of law, it's a really bad ride coming up. So, So I've had a couple cases in the Supreme Court, and yes, one of them was, my conviction was I couldn't enforce students wearing barcoded IDs. I said that is conditioning for a police state, and it, boy, have we gone, you know, head over.
What year was that, Phil? Phil, what year was that?
That was 1999 and 2000. I was reinstated after it went to the West Virginia Supreme Court. So, you know, that was, started before 9/11. So, you know, we really went into the police state in a big way after 9/11.
What is going on in these schools? I know we want to get to your program and what you're doing, and I'm really excited to hear, but you're a school teacher. You obviously have fought some very important, took some very important stands. What's going on in these schools?
It's conditioning for a socialist, ungodly future. Terrible. I had to take my wife and I taught at the county's largest high school at one time, and that's when I got in trouble with the barcoded ID policy that they thought that, here's the funny thing, Daniel, they thought they came up with it, and one of the ways the New World Order tricks us is they plant ideas in our mind that we think we came up with. But it's problem, reaction, solution. You know, they are the ones who are manipulating us to where the average person is actually a mental conditioned captive. So public education is terrible. My wife and I transferred to the state's smallest school, only 40 students. I taught all the science 6 through 12. She taught all the math 6 through 12. So that was God's way of basically allowing us to homeschool our children in a school, which was really a throwback to the 50s. No locks on the lockers. In the whole time I was there, Daniel, I heard one curse word.
Wow.
The whole time I was there. And that was during a lunch break basketball game.
Are you... Are you familiar with, you know, some of the things going on in California with the sex ed teaching? No, California, other schools. I don't know where it is with West Virginia, but They're teaching pretty damnable things to 4 and 5 year olds. Have you, one, have you heard about this?
Yeah.
And two, okay, how, if you were in that school still, how would you handle that as a teacher and then as a parent?
I couldn't be in that school. I couldn't be a part of it, you know. Here in West Virginia, we just recently had a confrontation in Morgantown. That's where WVU is. But the Morgantown Library was going to have a, what do they call this, drag queen story hour?
Drag queen story time, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, and the people of West Virginia, and this is Bible Belt, they threatened physical violence, and so the library pulled it. They're not going to have it. So I'm kind of proud of West Virginia in that, you know, we're actually allowing Virginia counties where they're, you know, pushing abridgment of the Second Amendment. We're saying, hey, come to West Virginia. We have open carry, concealed carry, no permits, you know, and we have low crime. Figure it out.
Imagine that. Mike Bloomberg wouldn't like that, would he, Phil?
Well, he doesn't like truth, does he?
No. Well, 1 + 1 = 2, or 2 + 2 = 4, except if you're a liberal politician who wants to take people's guns. That doesn't make any sense. What do you make, you know, you're right there, obviously, in the kind of the heart of this, or just off the heart. What do you make of that Virginia debate, the rally that they had, and that whole scene?
I was there. I have a YouTube video. If you look up, I forget what I called it. But if you go to my website, hootop.info, there's a link there. And I actually interviewed people. I interviewed, I talked to a lady from French TV. She was there. I talked to people who said, wow, this is amazing. And the people picked up their own trash. And it was very, you know, people were very hospitable to, you know, and even the police, they didn't seem to be afraid, even though, well, you had a lot of good people that were armed. So,
did that surprise the, you know, people from France? I imagine, I don't think they have guns anywhere in their society. I mean, does that, when they come over and they see people walking around with guns, did that kind of freak them out, or did they, what was their reaction?
Well, like I say, it was just a woman from French, it was called Channel 24, a French TV, and I videotaped while she did an interview, and all the interviews that I did and that I saw being done were great. So I just know what the picture she would have had to send to France, you know. So I don't know what the French think or what she personally thought. She was just doing her job. I was there doing my job, and the people with the you know, carrying the AR-15s, they were doing their job. You know, it's our responsibility. It's our government. It's our responsibility.
How, well, okay, let's get to the, the daughter, your daughter. You also had another case that we didn't talk about. Your daughter, the mandated vaccine. Talk about, what year was this, and talk about that case.
Okay, this would have been about 4 years ago. She was a senior, where my wife and I both teach in this little mountain school. It takes us an hour to get there. We go over two mountains to get there, and she was in her senior year, and lo and behold, the West Virginia Department of Health adopted a new policy, understand, not a law, a policy, and they said seniors have to get a booster
measles?
It was tetanus, it was mumps, rubella, MMR.
Wow.
And so I had learned about vaccines, okay, and was, as a matter of fact, I was actually threatened by a parent one time that she was going to go to the ACLU and have me fired because I was showing students that the H1N1 vaccine actually came out before the virus was even discovered. So
figure anyways, that. Go figure
yeah,
that.
Yeah, so my daughter was in her senior year, and she decided she wasn't going to take the vaccine, and you know that was her decision. I just told her, you know, whatever you decide. The superintendent was told by me that, wait a minute, this is policy, it isn't law. So how can you restrict her from school, just because it's policy. And he agreed with me, but then the health department came down on him in a big way. So the second
how
week came school,
but let me pause you there. These bureaucrats, they're like mini mouths. So they came down on the school board or this your friend here. How mm-hmm. how?
Well, he just said that the health department was forcing him to enforce their policy. Now, that's, Daniel, the question is, when does someone really force you? Do they physically force you, or do they say you have to and you don't want to battle with them? You know what I mean? So he sent a letter to the school after the second week, and he said, sorry. He said, if Olivia goes to school, she's going to be arrested. He sent it to the principal. She brought it into my classroom.
Well, that's I would consider that force, Phil. That's to me, that's a level of force. But anyway, go ahead.
Oh, he was definitely forcing her, right, by threat yeah. of arrest.
Right.
So at any rate, it was a long battle. There was actually a case in the West Virginia Supreme Court. So I filed a case in circuit court, and it was held up until the state Supreme Court made their decision. By that time, it was graduation time. And here's what's really sad. We kept asking, so she was homebound. She stayed here, and my wife and I went to the school where she used to go to school. Okay, so at any rate, we kept asking, what about the prom? What about her graduation? She was valedictorian. Okay, and they never would answer us. So 2 days before graduation, we get the principal comes in. And she says, I'm sorry, but the new superintendent, because the old one had become state superintendent, and the new superintendent said, she can come, but she can't participate. She can sit in the audience, in the auditorium of the school, but she couldn't participate as a valedictorian and give her speech because she had not taken the vaccines, and they couldn't keep someone from coming in as a guest. You see, in other words, they don't check vaccination records of everybody that comes into the building for graduation.
Oh, what's on their mind?
Yeah, so they realized they couldn't keep her out of the building, but they could say you can't participate as a student. You see, so I
thought it was about safety. What's the difference whether she's giving a speech, sitting up there giving a speech, or sitting in the stand? What's the difference if it's about safety? If it really is about safety.
Exactly. Exactly. And it was the same way with the ID cards. I told them that I couldn't enforce it, but I would do early bus duty because the students don't wear them to school. They put them on, they leave them in their locker. This ID card is supposed to be for security, see? What good is it if it's in your locker? But they realize they'd lose them, so you keep it in your locker.
So when
we went into mediation, it was ordered by circuit court before it went to the Supreme Court. The mediation judge, I told him, and he said, no. I said, go across the hall and talk to the Board of Education and the principal because that's true. They didn't have to wear them into school. See? So at any rate, I made three calls when my daughter was going to graduate on Saturday, and I was told, it was either Thursday or Friday that she could only be in the audience. I called the newspaper. They'd been covering it very well. I called the judge, the circuit judge, who had ordered that she be given homebound instruction until the case was settled, and I called the state superintendent. It turns out, I found out later, the state superintendent is the one who called the county superintendent and said, what are you trying to prove? Let her graduate. Let her do her. Give her speech and everything.
Give her speech. Well, mm-hmm. good. Well, this is a yeah. great testament. I love people with conviction. I've said 20 million times on the show, I've said conviction is going to win out now. What are you convicted about? And that's going to win. Do you agree with me, Phil?
Anything that you would not give your life for is exactly what they will use.
Oh, my gosh. That's a powerful statement.
That's the truth.
That is a what do you make? Okay, obviously you were right in the middle of this vaccine situation. We saw what you did. Mm-hmm. A state like California, who just seems to be engulfing this by the day, it's very similar to what you're doing. you were right in the middle of it. Maybe it was easier for you. Maybe it was more difficult for you. I don't know. For a parent sitting there listening to this, what would you advise them from your experience? You know what I'm saying? What did you learn from this that you would recommend to them?
Well, I think the easiest thing for people, get your children out of public schools. Although, here's what a lot of people don't understand. They think, for instance, if you go to a parochial school in West Virginia, that you're not under the State Board of Education. It's just that they haven't enforced it. They still can set the curriculum, or they still have to approve the curriculum, even for private schools. So, you know, the confrontation is coming, you know. The war is on. It's not over.
Well, let me ask you. Let me ask you about that point from it. I don't know what the word is, but I've seen people, you know, in New Jersey, we just saw them defeat that bill. We saw the mass of people kill the bill. It was fantastic. People like Dr. Sherry Tenpenny and Brian Burroughs, we interviewed him from Vax2, you know, talking about this, and it's so inspiring. I am upset with the line that we're taking on this, that we're asking for exemptions. Because to me, this is just like me going to my parents when I'm 15 years old and my curfew is 11 o'clock or 10 o'clock or whatever, and say, Mom, can I stay out till 11:30? Can I please stay out till 11:30? And then they say, well, okay, all right, just be back at 11:30. So that's basically what this whole debate and this fight has been about, is we're asking our parents if we can stay out till 11:30 when it comes to these vaccines. Do you disagree with me there?
No, I agree absolutely. You're building on sand. It's the foundation that needs fixed, okay? And that's why I'm so excited about Bill of Peace 2020. This is a totally new thing. Totally.
Well,
go ahead.
That's a great transition. I mean, you're like professional. You don't need me. What do you need me here for? One more thing about the vaccine. Before we go, I think that's a great transition to what you're doing. We'll spend a lot of time on it. This vaccine issue is the number one medical situation for me, in my mind, because of how they're using it and the force that's going behind it. Where do you see this going? You said it's coming to force situation. Do you see this coming to where they're going to go house to house? Do you see that parents are going to have to risk their life to say no to this? Where do you see?
Right. Yeah. They're basically claiming ownership of your bodies, and that's actually in the Bible. It says that they will have dominion over your very bodies. And, you know, anything that evil man can conceive, he will do if he can do it. It's that simple. So, you know, yeah, I believe, you know, one time I understand there actually was a situation where you had to show polio vaccination to cross state lines.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah. And there's no end to this. And it's a spiritual battle. First and foremost, it is absolute. Take the quarters. Here's a good symbol. Take a new quarter. Take an old quarter. Notice that Washington is facing In God We Trust and the old quarters. In the new quarters, he's turned his back on it.
Oh my God!
We trust is behind, and that's symbolic. You know, you think they just throw together, you know, the artwork for this? No.
Wow!
Just check it out. Yeah,
that is fascinating. That's the most interesting thing you've told me today so far. Anyway,
I got a few more.
Phil, you're fantastic. I really like. I don't care what Pastor Butch said about you. You're okay. In my book. Okay, let's get to the Bill of Peace. We only got a couple minutes before the break, and then we'll go on the other side. Let me give you the Constitution. To me, the Declaration of Independence is the charter of this nation. I think that's unquestioned. It is the seminal moment in at least millennium. If you're going to talk about what are the greatest moments in mankind in the last two or three millennium, other than the, you know, the life of our Messiah, other than that, what is to me, I would say, signing and the enforcement of the Declaration of Independence is the greatest moment in mankind's history in at least two or three millennium. I don't know I don't know how you feel about it, but from it came the Constitution. From it came specifically the Bill of Rights is what I'm concerned about. The Constitution is for the government to control them. The only thing I'm concerned about is the Supremacy Clause in the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. I mean, to me, those are the only things that are truly important. Your perspective in a minute or two before we get to your plan.
Oh, I agree 100%. It was the first time that man had come together and said that God is the sovereign, that we have inalienable rights from God, and very important, it said it is our duty to overthrow tyranny. Not just a right, it's a duty. A right you can exercise, a duty you must exercise.
Oh, that's a great point. And so as Christians, we're not doing our duty unless we stand up and form a resistance line to this encroachment, then.
Absolutely. It's denying the lordship of the Creator.
Wow. It's powerful. I mean, you've said it better than I could. That was amazing. We're obviously not seeing the government stay within the confines that our founders drew for them. That's obviously people have been scratching their head and want different solutions and what have you. You seem to have hit on something that you feel very strongly about. What made you want to do this?
I can only credit God with leading me into experiences and into other people's lives and opening doors. I can't take credit for this, Daniel. This is way beyond my pay grade, but it's been one roller coaster ride.
We got about 30 seconds before the music starts. Give us a 30 seconds, elevator. What is the Bill of Peace, or what is it that you're doing?
It's a result of a 5-year battle that started in the state of West Virginia, where 3 men actually put the state in default and dishonor. The state realized that it was basically bringing down the whole system. They couldn't allow that to happen, so we just moved on to the federal government. We navigated the minefield. We were able to resist their traps, and we prevailed.
Wow. I'm interested. I'm way interested. Ladies and gentlemen, Phil Hudock, hudock.info, hudok.info. Stay tuned. More on the other side. You're listening to The Power Hour, thepowerhour.com. Wow, don't you dare go anywhere. This could be great.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with olive oregano, a potent germ killer.
This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made good for you. Food stores all love to eat. Yum.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
First in war, first in peace, first in the hearts of our countrymen. George Washington celebrating his birthday yesterday. We got a sale over the Power Mall. Everything's on sale. Except for a couple drop ship items. If you have any questions, call Jay. Thank you so much for your support, ladies and gentlemen. This is what allows us to be here. Obviously, there's a lot going on with the virus, with storable foods, people buying a lot of those. 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. You know the great products. You know what they are. I encourage you to get them. Take advantage. If you've never purchased before, we have a new purchasers, new buyers. A discount. Tell Jay about it. If you haven't, why haven't you? There's something for you. Your purchases, your donations, your prayers. We need them. That's not just talk. This show is you. And I'm this show. We're this show. We are this show together. And we have a symbiotic relationship and we're moving forward and it's important. And we got big things on the horizon. We continue to need your support and we'll need it even more. Basically your will and your conviction. And you've seen, this demonstrated with Phil. So coming up, we shall see this. God bless you and thank you again. Please pray for us and what we're doing, and especially this week and what Phil's doing. I think it's worthy, and it's a big effort, and he's accomplished quite a bit. So we'll talk about that now. Phil, hudok.info, hudok.info. Okay, Phil, lay it on us. What's the genesis of this, and what is this Bill of Peace?
Well, as I said, we actually served a petition for redress of grievances in West Virginia. We started with the legislature. They didn't answer. We went to the governor. He didn't answer. We went to the attorney general. He didn't answer. So then we filed
a case. Let me pause. What did you redress of grievances? Did you have basically a list of the problems or what? How did?
Yeah, 16 writs, okay. For instance, in 1933, the U.S. Constitution was suspended, okay, by FDR.
Okay.
I'm sure you're
aware of that. Under national security, mm-hmm. under the War yeah. Powers Act, or what did you?
It was called the Emergency Banking Act, but it was really a modified War Powers Act from 1917.
Correct.
It was written by the Fed. Okay.
Correct.
So here's what's interesting. West Virginia, the original state, 1863, by 1872, they realized they had been snookered by the federal government. They wrote a new constitution, and here is Article 1, Section 3, which is not in the 1863, and it says, continuity of constitutional operation. The provisions of the Constitution of the United States and of this state are operative alike in a period of war as in time of peace, and any departure therefrom or violation thereof under the plea of necessity or any other plea is subversive of good government and tends to anarchy and despotism.
That's on the West Virginia, West Virginia
Article 1, Section 3, that because, see, they realized that the federal government had encroached on the states.
They tricked them. They basically tricked them is what you're saying.
Snookered. We call it snookered here in West Virginia.
Yeah.
So basically, I went to all those 10 ranking members of the West Virginia legislature while it was in session. It's on YouTube. Go to Petitioning the West Virginia Legislature. And you'll see a five-minute video of me explaining that to my legislators and saying our Constitution not only was suspended in 33 against the 1872 Constitution, we are still technically under that state of war. When they say war on drugs, war on poverty, war on crime, they're not telling you we are technically in that state of war because it's never been rescinded, Daniel. Okay.
I'm familiar with this, and I think this is very, now, ladies and gentlemen, this is extremely important. We had Al Whitney's on. She's since passed away, which is very sad, but many Pastor Wright's talked about this. This is Kelby Smith, Brent Johnson. This is key information. So go ahead. We understand
right,
this, but you've gone further.
Yeah,
is this because you're in West Virginia that you were allowed to because of that, the constitutional provision, the article, or could you have done this in any state?
Well, West Virginia is the only one I know that says that in the Constitution.
I
don't know of any other state. So, you know, that was one of the 16 things, just one. Okay.
Okay.
So at any rate, when we took it to the Supreme Court and they started playing hanky panky, we amended
what do you mean?
The case.
Whoa. What do you mean hanky panky? What do you mean?
Well, mail fraud was one thing. Okay. Just one. So
what do you mean mail fraud?
Rate,
what do you mean mail fraud? Or do you don't want to talk about it?
No, we'll never get to what we got to get to.
Okay, go ahead. We'll have you on again. Go ahead.
All right. So actually, I'm going to skip to going to the federal government because what happened was we added the Supreme Court justices themselves as defendants, and they mysteriously said, well, wait a minute, even though they took the case, the new amended case, they said, oh, we dismissed that 10 days ago. Well, they just violated rules because they have to send out notice the day they come to a decision on a case. So you can see what they did. They had to protect themselves because they realized we had them. Okay. So at any rate, we go to the federal government. We present them, the president, the House, Speaker of the House, the Senate pro temp, the Attorney General, the Supreme Court Justice, all five. We serve them papers saying, here are 573 ways you are violating the U.S. Constitution, the contract between you and us. Show us your authorization. And they couldn't. We offered them a new contract because if that contract is void, you can offer a new contract. They accepted it by not even answering us. Then we asked them to go into dispute resolution to enforce our new contract, and again, silence. So then we went to an arbitrator. We filed complaint. The arbitrator scheduled a hearing, said, okay, federal government, you come, and these five plaintiffs, you come, and I'm going to hear this, and I'm going to be a neutral third-party arbitrator, according to the Arbitration Act. And they didn't show. So therefore, the arbitrator ruled in our favor. We have a contract that's been accepted. Arbitration is very powerful. It's been upheld in the Supreme Court recently. Kavanaugh wrote the opinion. There is precedent of arbitrations and remedies of relief, such as we are demanding. One thing would be the unconditional and setting of release at all beneficiaries. Okay, any case against you by any form of government, federal, state, or local, is void.
All right, let me back up, pause real quick. I'll ask quick questions because I know, you know, we need like 2 hours here. I can tell already. But you went to arbitrator. The arbitrator was in West Virginia. I missed that.
No, the arbitrator was actually in Georgia. Okay, you just have to find a third party who has no connection to either you or the government.
Mm-hmm. All right. So the federal government, and then you notice them at the arbitration meeting, they don't show up. So through this whole process, they've ignored you completely. Is that, would that be accurate?
That is correct. Right.
Okay.
Even at the state level. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So next week, you, so how are you ever going to, they're just basically ignoring you and basically, daring you to try to enforce this. Is that basically what they're doing?
Oh, they didn't have answers because we were correct. We made no mistakes.
Well, they don't care about correct, Phil. They don't give a two hoots about correct.
Yeah, right. But this is simply using their established rules
procedure.
And
yeah, I got you.
Yeah, and so you know, since 2,800 people have already opted in, they are now whistleblowers. Okay, this has been on hundreds and hundreds of radio stations, so the word has gotten out. I think what the government needs to do, first of all, is in the long run, they need to realize that, that people aren't going to accept this anymore. They're not going to accept the government violating the contract with the people, okay? And so they're going to do damage control, and we're going to force them, you know.
How are you going to force them? How are you going to force them?
Well, you know, I'm going to be in Washington, D.C. with a number of people. We will be meeting with our congressman. You can look at an arbitration that was settled by private, a bill on the private side in Washington. It's on the website. It was in 2016. The bill was proposed by Rand Paul. It was passed by Congress. Obama vetoed it, and then Congress passed it over his head because they legally had to do that. And these folks got immunity from the government, released from prison. They actually received compensatory damage. We're not asking for any compensatory damage.
Okay, who got released from prison?
The people in the arbitration order. As a matter of fact, just go to my website, look at the
hudok.info, hudok.info.
Right, and it comes from the government printing office, and you can see who the sponsors of the bill on the private side for remedy and relief is. And so, you know, it, arbitration and bills on the private side go back to the beginning of the country and as recent as, like, we show in 2016. Okay? A lot of people aren't aware of this.
Explain this Rand Paul thing again, because I mean I'm listening, but my mind's going a million places. Explain this again slowly for us neophytes here. Explain this again.
Mm-hmm. Well, some people who were incarcerated.
Okay.
Well, various things. It doesn't say what they were incarcerated
okay.
for.
Okay. Anyway. Okay.
They were
go ahead.
Released. And so they basically served the government. With a petition for redress of grievance. The government evidently did not provide remedy and relief.
And what was their grievance? What was their grievance?
Well, their grievance, all I see is the reward, so I can't say exactly what their, you know, what their grievance was.
Okay, so they filed with the government. Then what happened?
Mm-hmm. And so there was an impasse, and they had an arbitrator. It was a woman who... The government actually came down on kind of hard afterwards. She doesn't do any more arbitrations.
Imagine that.
You know, the government doesn't do anything unless the people force them. It's that simple, Daniel.
So what happened?
Through arbitration, which, like I say, it's read on the website, read Brett Kavanaugh's opinion of a Supreme Court decision. As a matter of fact, get this, Daniel. H.R. 1423, which was proposed by Hank Johnson. He's the island tipping over Guam. You know Hank? Okay.
I know from Georgia when they got rid of Cynthia McKinney because she brought up the questions. Anyway, go ahead.
Are you ready for this, Daniel?
Yeah.
Are you ready for this? He
Maybe.
Sponsored a bill, 1423, to rescind arbitration in civil rights violation. So there, so Congress right now is trying to close the door.
Whoa.
Yes, and that's on the website too. Okay. So, you know, all the facts are there. We did everything lawful and legal. Now, Daniel, you could say, well, they have the B-52s. Yes, I understand that. They do have the power, but...
I wouldn't say that, Phil, because I think they're the Tin Man. I think they're a fraud. It's all facade, or the wizard.
No,
they're wizard.
They're a dangerous wizard, though, okay? You do what's right regardless. That's what I've done, and I'm doing what's right, and it's lawful and legal. And they don't want, you know, this doesn't bring down the government, Daniel. Here's the great thing. 2,800 people opting out, not paying income tax, getting a land patent on their property, getting immunity from the government, okay? That doesn't bring down the government, just like those 20-some people that got that 2016 award didn't bring down the government. They still get to have their little crap game, but at least we've set precedent and people can now see.
Do you have to be in West Virginia to participate in this, or can you be anywhere?
Daniel, I think out of the 2,800, there's only about 60 from West Virginia. Every state in the United States. As a matter of fact, I get opt-ins, and I can't figure out how it's supposed to work. Canada, Australia. I've got the express mail from Australia because they say, hey, we're under world government already, whether you realize it or not. Well, I just don't see how a bill on the private side or an executive order from Trump, because there are three sets of documents going to Trump, because he can do this too. He promised in the UN that he would restore sovereignty to the American people.
Yes.
He said it.
The future belongs to the patriots, not the globalists.
Okay, so here you go, President Trump.
Okay, this is exciting. Okay, what are your... Obviously, you've done fantastic work. You've accomplished so much. The rubber meets the road at some point. Enforcement, how is this going to go? Why are they not just going to squash you like a bit? They're going to ignore you till they can't, and then they're going to kind of try to squash you, or what you need. You got so many people behind it. I mean, what goes through your mind?
I think either Trump will do it to prove a point and to fulfill a promise, or Congress will do it as damage control, because that's at this point, I think that's all they can do is damage control. There'll be a number of people in Washington, D.C. with me. Of the people that can't go to Washington, D.C., they're going to be faxing, calling, writing. You have to pressure our servants. They're our servants. We're not asking them to do this. We're telling them, this is your job. You do this. We demand it.
Okay, we got Pastor Butch is called in, which is great. Let's see what Pastor has to say. What's up, Pastor? You want to talk about the weather? What's going on? What's on your mind?
I want to talk about the transgender movement because I'm going to join it. No. No, I had to call in and just say to Phil, he's knocking out of the park like I knew he would. I am so honored that he's part of our fellowship. Phil has picked up the cross of Jesus 20-some years ago and the sword, and he hasn't backed up one step. And I just want to say, Phil, I'm proud of you. I'm glad that you're doing what you're doing.
Thank you, Butch. Love you.
We got Pastor, we got about, I don't know, 7 or 8 minutes left in this interview. I mean, you obviously know way more about this than I do. You tried to get Phil and I to get together. We had the wrong email. I don't know. Whatever happened, he's here now. What do you make of all this?
Well, I think it's the best shot we're going to have left in this country to turn this thing around, at least for the people that want to be changed, but turned around. You know, you can't be free and independent unless you want to be. And you cannot be a ward of the state and be a free man. It's just that easy.
So where does the rubber meet the road? So what does this mean? Let's say you win everything that you're asking for. What does that mean?
Well, I think Phil better qualify that answer than I am, but I will say this. It's going to mean that at least for those who have the courage to live as free men, we can travel, not drive. We can own our property without having to pay rent once a year. A lot of things are going to make a big difference in our lives if our Father in Heaven grants us this.
So you're saying that are you rejecting the Constitution? You're offering a new contract. Go back to that point. So you're what are you doing exactly?
first I want to say, you know, as a Christian, I want to be in the world but not of the world. And as Psalm 24 says, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. So, you know, I claimed to be an heir of the Creator. So I actually rescinded my citizenship to get this award. No one else has to rescind their citizenship. They can still be American citizens and opt in. But it is true freedom as never experienced before by me or anyone else in this country. That's what it amounts to.
Okay, you said American citizen. There's a difference between capital U, capital S citizen, and a citizen of the United States of America. Those are two separate things. Do you understand that?
I understand that, right. But this is simply gaining immunity from their constructs, not being under their control by their own laws and procedures. We've done everything lawfully and legally.
So what happens, you're going to Washington soon, so what happens, mm-hmm. you're part of this, so people sign up for this, you're going mm-hmm. to Washington, and then, you know, a policeman pulls you over, and you say, well, I don't have your contract, I'm part of a bill of peace, and I have a different arrangement with the government. How's that going to go?
Yeah, well, you understand that diplomats in this country are issued diplomatic immunity by the Department of State.
Correct.
And that's exactly what will happen here. They have to give you papers of diplomatic immunity. So, you know, it's just like the Indians, the Native Americans, when they're on the reservation, they are not under the federal government.
Correct.
They have their own government. It's their own nation. So this is like being a Native American. As a matter of fact, a lot of Native Americans had opted into this because guess what? Now they won't be confined to the reservation.
Okay. I mean, you can probably guess where my, you know, you've probably heard all the skepticism or whatever, where the rubber meets the road about this. I mean, uh-huh. this is obviously fantastic. Everything you said is fantastic. I mean, it's like, uh-huh. I'm giddy with fantasticness over here.
Daniel.
Where the rubber meets the road on this, where are we going?
Well, you know, we have an arbitration order in hand, and no one has ever had anything to this extent. Yes, there have been arbitration orders bills on the private side, which have actually given all the things that we're asking for, okay? But it was never done on behalf of so many people, and we hope to get it an opt-in permanent. But will they do that? I don't know.
Well, will they even accept what you've done? Do you think the government's going to accept what you've done and then give you diplomatic immunity to run around this country as God intends you? Do you believe that? And what are the chances? And what?
I do believe they will. First of all, I think God orchestrated this up to this point. And second, okay, they do not want to expose themselves as totally unlawful.
Devoid of law. Totally
exactly.
outside of law. Totally fraudulent. Totally con artists. Totally shim-sham experts.
They don't want the curtain pulled back to show the wizard. It's damage control, Daniel.
So they're just going to say, fine, you 2,800, have what you want and go have your little party, and we're just going to just go right along with the rest of this.
Aren't there a lot of people that don't pay income tax because they've never contracted in? See, this is contract law, okay? They don't touch them, do they? The
one. All right, how does our audience, we got 2 minutes. How does our audience, you know, what do we need to do here? How do we even take advantage of this, or can we?
Very important, because it's going to happen fast. If you want me to guarantee that your names will be submitted on digital media to the government, and that's depending on when the settlement occurs. So, if people opt in, we're actually going past our set deadline to say that, you know, you can still opt in after today. Today was supposed to be the deadline, but hey, because of Coast to Coast and you and all the people that are hearing about this, you know, we're going to have to bust it to get things in order, organized, and done properly. So those that want to opt in, and it's not for everybody, you know, if you don't want to think for yourself and you want to be told what to do, don't opt in. And if you you're going to opt in, do it for good. Don't do it for evil, okay? We're not. This is not a license to sin. This is a license to, not a license. It's
for liberty and virtue. It's for liberty, yeah. Virtue, morality. It's for the American dream. It's for all these things and responsibility. We live in a society of not responsibility. A big responsibility then falls on you when you freedom has a heavy crown,
right.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Exactly. God gave us blessings, but responsibilities go with it. He didn't give us rights. He gave us blessings. Conditional.
Ooh,
okay. So
that's powerful.
Very simple. Yeah. So those people need to go to the website. There is an email where you can ask questions. I can't possibly, I don't even answer the phone. I get so many calls. My number got out somehow, and I'm glad we haven't been interrupted by a bunch of phone calls. But they need to go to the website, do your research. It's up to you. It's a free will decision on your part. But it's
all right. Let me ask this question. Is this possible that this is a trap, and the government's going to burn everybody who's signed up for this?
I don't see how. I can't give you a guarantee on anything.
Right? No, I get that. Yeah. I'm just trying to throw everything at you. I mean,
I understand. And that's the thing. See, they want that perception that you can never win against the government. They're too big.
That's a lie.
Too big to fail. Okay, if we continue with that mindset, it's over.
There's the music.
Game over.
Okay, there's the music. Stay right there, Phil. Please don't go away. Pastor, stay right there, please. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm not going to be here for the next 3 days. We're going to have some great replays. Please continue. We continue to need your support, your purchases, your donations. I'm going to a very important meeting. We're doing something very important. It's breaking. Things like Phil, things like this is breaking. Our whole mindset and who we are in our relationship to our Creator is coming forward. The divinity that is manifest and woven into the fabric of our foundation can win out and will win out if we grab hold of it as hard as we can and not let go. Conviction will win. You need willing to proselyte, immune to resistance, and then convicted. Okay? Are you any of those things? Let's get it. Let's be there. God bless you. Healthy, happy, successful, and free.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.